the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Renee, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hello, good morning.
All right, we're going to try to help you out. Why are you on FML?
Sometimes parenting can be a big pain in my arse.
Okay, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my arse. He said, we have three kids. Our youngest is 13, and she's giving us a run for our money. I think she thinks she's 23. We are at our wits' end and have no idea how to handle the situation. She stays out all night with her friends, won't let us know where she is, turns off her notifications and locations. We are so worried about her safety and who she's hanging out with. How do we care for her and keep her safe? Maybe there's something we haven't thought of or thought of to try and get her to follow the rules around here. Please help.
What is her explanation? What does she say to you when you guys talk to her about this kind of stuff?
She has no response. She says, I don't care.
But she's not, because she's 13.
Right.
Okay. So that's when you need to be a mom.
Yep.
Have you ever tried to
Why are you letting her win these fights?
Not to go out?
This is what we're struggling with. Like, apart from locking her in her room, which I'm pretty sure we can't do, we don't know how to get her to stay home. We've taken her phone. We've cut everything off.
Why does she still have a phone?
The first time she stayed out all night, she turned her phone off. And so we're like, we're taking it away. We called the police because obviously we're concerned, because what 13-year-old has their phone turned off?
Yeah.
And so we're out looking for her all night. The police were helping us find her. And then when we found her, the police told us, whatever you do, don't take her phone, because then at least we can track her.
Okay, how did this start? Is this a rebellious thing, or like, what's your relationship with her like? Did you guys have a decent relationship and then this just suddenly happened, or where did this start? Yeah.
We did. It's the friend she started hanging out with, and she's hanging out with older kids who are, I guess, more independent, and she wants that. And we aren't okay with, and now she won't even tell us who her friends are. We know one of them, this guy that's been hanging around, that is bad news, and we don't want her anywhere around her.
No, when you say older, like, how old are we talking? Like, she's 13, like, and these kids 16. Are how old?
16.
And how old's that guy, the badass, that you guys 16. Don't like? 16.
Is she in counseling at all?
We've had her in counseling, and now she just straight up refuses to go. She's like, I'm not talking to a complete stranger about my life.
Okay.
We've called these services that people have given us to reach out for help, and we don't know.
Okay, so you as a mom, right?
Yeah.
When your daughter is out all night, all this other stuff, your biggest fear is what?
Obviously for her physical safety, being 13 years old, there's a lot of bad crap out there.
Yeah.
And we're also concerned for her mental health, her physical health. Like,
so when she says she's leaving, what does she do? She just, like, leaves? Like, what?
She doesn't tell you.
She doesn't tell us. She just leaves.
And what's you got a husband?
Yep.
What's their relationship like?
It was good until all this happened as well. Huh. Like, she's just completely doesn't want anything to do with us. We're the enemy right now.
She lives in a world with no consequences, right?
Right. Or she doesn't care about the consequences.
But what are the consequences?
We've taken her phone.
Uh-huh.
We've taken away, she started transferring money out of her savings account. So we cut that off. We've given her no access to money.
Okay. So there are consequences, but she ignores the consequences.
She just doesn't care. Yeah.
Right. I mean, legally, like, I'm not sure what you can do with a 13-year-old. I mean, as far as I know, they're a minor, and you should be able to, every time she leaves, I mean, you can... you can be the mom that calls the cops every single time she leaves, right? But yeah. it sounds like she's just going to get more cagey with things and wait for you guys to fall asleep, and then you can't stay up all night and all this other stuff, right?
Right.
Is there anybody that she trusts?
Like, who's on her team? Like, who is her? Does she have anybody that she can go to that is not you? Does she have an aunt? Does she have, you know, is there any sort of
a buddy who is a
grown up that she confides in or trusts?
Her grandparents have all tried. Her aunt, she had a decent relationship with her. She's tried. She's not willing to hear anything right now.
What happens if she's walking towards the door and you just say you're not leaving?
She'll start throwing punches.
Okay, then that's when you call the police.
Yeah.
Like, she's at a point right now where, you know, consequences at home are not working, right? Nothing is getting through. And I'm not putting the blame on you, but you're letting it happen.
Right?
She's saying, I'm walking out that door, and you go, oh no, slam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You need that professional help for sure.
You need somebody to intervene. And if you stand in front of that door and she starts throwing punches, call the cops.
Right.
That's it. It's tough.
Yeah. We've tried loving her through it. We've tried everything. It's so messed up. Like, my poor husband, he was a wild child with his teenagers, and his stepmom said to him, and he's carried this with him his whole life. She said, I hope one day you have a kid just like you. That's poison.
That has nothing to do with this. Uh-huh.
He's carried that around with him, and he blames himself.
If he is to blame, then he should blame himself. But then why is he blaming himself? That is not, you guys are looking for, you're looking for a reason here, right? And you are trying to pin the breakdown of your relationship with your kid and why she's like this now on some curse that his mother gave him, right? It ain't that.
I think you need to amp it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Renee?
All right.
All right. Try some of that stuff, okay?
Thank you.
All right, love.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Rupali, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to Fix My Life.
Morning, Roz, morning, Mocha.
Hey, Rupali, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. You say, I've been in and out of dating apps for so long. Been on enough first dates that it feels routine. I'm done with feeling lonely more than feeling alone. How do I get past the first date? So break it down for us here. You're going on a lot of first dates, but not a lot of second dates?
A lot of first dates, not a lot of second dates.
Why is that?
Like by your choice or just like it doesn't work out after the first date?
Work out after the first date. There's not a deep connection.
Got it.
Like there's just, it feels more like friends going out than it feels more like, you know, okay, we're going to start pursuing a relationship kind of deal.
Is it because you're not going all out on the first date and hooking up?
I mean, I tell them straight up that that's not something I do on the first date.
Yeah.
Do you get the sense from them that maybe that's what they're looking for?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, no.
Yeah. So why is it not working out with the no's then?
It's like we connect on the superficial stuff. So like our hobbies are the same. We're like, mm-hmm. we've got the same, you know, taste in food or stuff like that. But then the deep stuff doesn't connect. And when I try to make the connections there, they're like, okay, whoa, this is moving too fast. Or I wasn't anticipating this. Even though all of the talks leading up are like good and long-term and that kind of deal.
So how long are you talking to them just on the apps before getting to the first date?
On average, about 10 days.
Okay.
How old are you?
Almost 30.
Almost 30. So one of the problems that sort of the 20-year-olds and everything else, even early 30-year-olds, are facing is that your lives, everything, whether it's the music you listen to or the TV you're watching or the anything else, everything is about an algorithm that tries to put together the perfect thing for you, the perfect match, whether that's a playlist or a movie based on what you've watched before, all this other stuff. And when it comes to dating, when it comes to the apps, I think that too often people are looking for their twin. They're looking for the sort of perfect match where they connect on everything, because that is what your life is like. Your entire life is designed that way right now. And it ain't that way in life. Like, relationships are not that. If you talk to anybody who is in their late 40s or 50s, you know, how many things did they have fully in common with the person that they wound up spending the rest of their life with? It's not, I would say it's not even 50%.
Yeah.
Right. And that's part of the greatness of relationships, is that you are two completely different people and you're not going to connect on everything, and you shouldn't want to connect on everything. You shouldn't want to go on a dating app looking for your twin.
And you have said that a lot, Ross, before, so I always try to find the different ones. I guess it was just easier to try to find, like, okay, we have one or two similarities, let's start there. But maybe I just don't understand curated it, the way that you're saying.
Yeah, I just don't understand that if you like the same food, right, and you laugh at the same jokes, and you think the person's attractive, I don't know how that doesn't get you a second date.
The easiest way I have seen it explained to me by a different guy was, hey, I think our trains are on the train, our same track, but we're going at different speeds.
What the hell does that mean?
Yo, is that a line from a guy who, like, tried to hook up with you after date one and you were like, nah?
No, that was a line from a guy who broke up with me after a year because he wasn't emotionally committed enough.
Or he was on the apps as well looking for a next thing while he was with you.
Maybe. Who knows?
Like, maybe he didn't delete any of the dating apps while the two of you were together.
Who knows?
Okay. If you've listened to this show, and especially Fix My Life, you know Mocha and I are very big on getting out into the wild.
Yeah.
And meeting actual human beings. When you are on Tinder, right, you're not using Tinder, you play Tinder. It's a game, right? And you're trying to win a game. And it puts you in the wrong state of mind before you actually go out and meet somebody, right? You want to win. Subconsciously, you're trying to win. And get out in the wild, go to where the people are. And whether that is, you know, getting out in the community, whether that is joining a club, whether that is doing something that terrifies you, where you show up alone and maybe you're the only one who is alone and everybody else knows somebody there. You got to do the things that scare you, right? And you got to go where the people are. And if it's not the dating apps, which doesn't sound like it's working out for you, you gotta stop doing the same thing over and over again. And you got to go and try and meet actual human beings.
I mean, sure. I was always wondering, like, is there a particular time of year? Because everyone says, oh, cuffing season.
Stop. Listen, stop. Stop with the online talk. Just stop. Okay. You're a person. Okay. You're not a trend.
True.
Right?
Rupali season,
go and meet
okay?
people. Yes.
That's you. 365, yes. Rupali season.
Thank you, Mocha. It's Rupali season. Okay,
right.
You're not a trend, for God's sake.
All right, thanks, guys. I will definitely try to be a little bit more out there.
Yes.
All right, Rupali. All the best.
It's tough. We feel for you.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, sending you love. Take care.
Take care.
Bras and Mochas Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Yo, Guillermo, Wagwan, it's Bras and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's up with you? Why are you here?
I'm just wondering, is it possible, well, I know for you, is it possible to find love in the workplace?
Oh, damn. Guillermo Euro says, hey, Ross and Mocha, Fix My Life. I currently work in a very busy environment. Lots of, quote, options, as you would say. Roz, why would I say that? I've never said that.
No, that's your line.
I've never walked around an office and gone, look at all these options.
You know what I mean.
Too many, in fact, is what you say.
Wow, Guillermo.
We just hired a lady, quite the lady. You go on to say, how do you come down to finally picking the right option as if it's all your choice?
Oh my God.
I can't be a sleaze, too late, because then you're tainted. Can't mess around unless it's with the one, a bra. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about this woman real quick. What makes her the one?
Is Cheesecake there?
Yeah, Cheesecake is here.
Two words. Costa Rican.
Costa Rican?
Oh,
my man.
Okay.
Cheesecake nose. Okay. Cheesecake right. nose.
Okay. My man. Okay, don't applaud for this. Okay.
Bye.
Doing? Okay, goodbye.
Bro, that's why it's cheesecake. Gluttonous.
Okay. So you want to know how to what? Make a move on somebody at work?
No, but how do you pick the one? Like,
you're asking me how to find true love?
Bro. You're looking at this from a way of like, it's a choice. Like, you just pick the one.
Uh-huh.
Like,
how you know that all the girls that or all the women that work at your workplace don't think that you're already a massive creep?
Bro, they're asking me out.
Okay, so they're asking you out. So you're just like, you're going in every day and you're fighting it off, right?
Not fighting. I don't have like a fly swatter.
Okay.
You but know like, what we mean, though.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's like, so when are we going out? When are you going to ask me for a drink? When are we? Okay.
What kind of place are you working at? Like, what are you?
Hospitality.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I should have said that first.
Late nights, alcohol, all this stuff, right?
Oh no! I'm not in the actual like restaurant.
Oh, what do you
more work? Like?
You work in an office?
The company that runs those.
Okay.
So they're basically graduates from that lifestyle.
Okay.
Got it.
Let me go through some stats of 2024 for everybody and yourself, okay, on workplace romances. So this is from Forbes, by the way.
Ooh.
So they say 57% of workplace relationships have impacted their work performance. 43% have actually married somebody that they work with. That is a huge percentage of people.
Yeah.
35% don't report their relationship to their employer.
Uh-huh.
40% have cheated on their current partner with a coworker. 40% have cheated on their current partner with a coworker. That is a massive number.
Guillermo
didn't have a chance.
No, I'm saying, do you know that all these people are single? Or does it even matter?
No, it definitely matters, dude.
It does matter. Okay, cool.
And from what I know, they are single, like unless they're lying and like no like okay. like faking their Facebook.
So what is your question? How do you know when somebody's the one?
Yeah, like how do you pick the one?
It takes time, man. You don't realize that somebody's the one out of the gate.
So should I actually entertain these so when we go notes?
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think? You're just going to pluck them out of the cafeteria and go, you're the one.
Like, what's your friendship like with them? Like, are you just as flirty with them as they are with you? Like, what's the vibe, man?
Oh, for sure. Like, there's something definitely there. That's the issue.
Have you ever gone out on a date with someone from work?
We spend lunches together.
No. You know what I mean? Like, outside.
No.
Are you the boss?
No.
Okay. I would say, dude, I would never recommend somebody try and start something at work. I think that if it happens, it happens very organically between two people. I don't think it's one person who makes an overt move on somebody else. I think that it's something that happens over time, right?
Okay.
And you can't just, you're not just picking somebody because you think that maybe they're the one. And I'll say this as well, like your attitude right now is kind of distressing in the sense that I don't know if you know that you can't do this like more than once in a calendar year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's an official rule, but I'm going to say calendar year may be the best sort of way of thinking this through. Like if you go on a date with somebody and it doesn't work out, you can't next week just go on a date with somebody else she works with.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem because it's the workplace.
Guillermo, I just, you know what? Honestly, dude, just stay away from the gals.
I would say just stay away from the gals at work.
So what are you supposed to do? I don't go to the bar.
That's a problem. That's not us problem. We're trying to fix this problem.
Also, this is where they go to work. You think they want to walk in every day and get picked up at work? No.
Especially by somebody who's got zero game?
Who think you're going to, like some guy they work with is going to walk up and go, guess what? You're the one. Cool, thanks.
Wow. I mean, laughed at by Mocha.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just stay, and you keep bringing up Mocha and stuff like that. And I know tons of people. My brother, you know, he's in a situation where his wife of a long time, they work together. But these relationships happen organically, right? You get to know each other. You spend time with each other. You know, nobody walks up to the other person like you do in a bar and just you try and pick them up in the office.
You're treating work like a bar.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing, Guillermo.
Yeah, it's not a bar. These relationships don't evolve that way
in the workplace. These are your coworkers. These aren't tings.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that help, Guillermo?
Oh, very much so.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Samantha, it's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing?
Struggling with a contractor who's ghosted us.
Oh, no. Come on now. Samantha, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I live in a first floor condo and wanted to redo my backyard interlocking. I'm guessing stone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you said you hired a contractor in June. You paid the deposit and signed the contract. Since then, I have not seen him despite weekly texts. He keeps giving excuses and now promises a refund of my $1,350 deposit, but has not delivered. As a mom on maternity leave, every dollar is crucial, and her summer was ruined. My toddler couldn't even play in the backyard.
So when was the last time you had communication with this person?
So I reached out to him on... August 26th, because it was the 30 days. It was a week after the 30 days. So I said to him, I'm like, hey, it's been more than 30 days. Do you have my money? Or even some of it that you can send to me. Never heard back from him. September 3rd, I messaged him again. Same thing. It's been more than 30 days. Do you have my money? Even if you can make partial payments, that will show that you're trying to make the effort to process the refund that you promised. And then he replied to me that day saying sorry that his phone wasn't with me, that he lost it.
Yeah, right.
And and that that week, when he has time, he'll set up some sort of payment plan that works best for us to make to pay me off.
Samantha, can't you call, like, because it's been since June now, right, that you hooked up with this guy. Can't you, like, call the Better Business Bureau? Would any of that stuff work?
Before this individual
takes your money and, like, changes the name of his company?
I don't know where to go with this. Like, I actually did visit our local police station, and the officer had told me that they can't press fraud charges or anything as yet. What I will have to do is try to go through small claims court, which is going to take forever, he said.
Yeah.
And it's also going to cost me more money to go that route.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, this will never get resolved through any of those things.
Yeah.
Have you gone on his Instagram and just started commenting on all the pictures being like, yo, this guy ripped me off?
That was actually my next step. That's what I was going to do. Like, I
see that a lot.
Yeah.
I see that a lot, right?
Yeah. I keep giving him the benefit of the doubt. And even my sisters, they were like, how are you not upset? How are you not at his front door, knocking at his door? Like, and I'm like, for some reason, I'm just like numb to it because I can't believe somebody can treat somebody like this.
So is he not doing the work then? Is that what he said? He's not going to do the work? Yeah.
No, so, and that's the other thing that is, he just keeps kind of leading me on. He says, I'm still dedicated to the job. I'll still get the job done. Back in July, he messaged me, because the last message that I had sent him was July 13th. One of the last messages I sent him was July 13th, and I said, when are you going to get the job done? Mm-hmm. He said, eventually. What turnaround time is eventually? Eventually can be next year. It can be 5 years from now. What is eventually?
Right.
That was sent to him on July 10th. And then on the 20th, I hear back from him with some long message saying, so sorry, I never take so long to do these jobs. I'm going to give you the money back. It's a 30-day refund. I'm still dedicated to the job. If you want me to get the job done, I can do it. Just give me the 2 weeks in August to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically, I waited again.
And then it never happened, right?
And then nothing ever happened.
Samantha, it doesn't sound like this guy's going to do the job, and it doesn't sound like you're going to get that money back.
And
that sucks, and I'm sorry you had to go through that.
And your $1,300 went to the job he's working on to buy the materials for that job, and then he's going to, you know, recoup. He's going to do your job, and then he's going to use money from somebody else. That's how it all works, right? Like, that money's gone. It's not like it's sitting there. Like, that money is gone.
It's gone, yeah.
It's gone. you don't want this guy, even if he says, hey, I can start tomorrow, you don't want to do business with this guy, right? And that's right. That's the whole part of it, is that you got a real bad taste in your mouth, and the relationship is completely broken, and you're not going to do business with him. I just don't think that you're going to get your $1,350 back unless you just stay on him and like constant, and just reminder, and that may be the only way, is that you just become such an incredible pain in the ass that he just pays you.
Yeah.
Damn, Sam. I'm sorry, girl, but that money's gone.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thanks, you guys.
All right. No worries. God, blow up his IG.
I'm gonna blow it up. I wish that I could blow him up on the radio because he follows you guys too. So hopefully he's listening and he knows who we're talking. If I can say his company name and everything.
No, you can't.
You know what, though? We'll bleep it.
I hope he knows.
We'll bleep it just because I want to know.
What's the name of the company?
For sure.
What's the name of the company?
So it's...
Okay.
And he even had, like... I am going to blow up his Instagram. I did say I was going to do that, and I am going to do it, actually.
Look at all this material that you bought for that project.
I know. Hey, I think I see... Scroll down, like, 9 pictures. I think I see your stone.
Right?
Damn. All right, Sam, we got to go. Appreciate you. Love you. Sorry you're going through this.
Thank you so much, you guys. All right,
bye-bye.
Great talking to you guys.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.